This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. It's summer and the season of hope, as in, I hope it rains. It could be the season of gimme some rain. Don't do that. Say it politely. Please, gimme some rain. Yeah, it's the season of studying distant clouds, scrutinizing those billowy rascals, and quietly saying, come on, give me some rain. You can plead your case. It's not just for me. It's for the plants and the animals. Plead it in a woo-woo way. It's not just for me. It's for the earth. Well, plead away. Mother Nature is in charge, and she's noticed that only humans whine for monsoon. I'm a human being, and I'm whining for monsoon moisture. Well, it'll happen, and I say that with much optimism. And at our place near the banks, the Ojolote, there will be much celebration as the rain gauge increments are recorded, read out loud, shouted out loud, I should say. Oh, yeah, 0.25, woo, 0.72, oh, yeah, 1.25, wah. How's that for optimism, huh? There are some areas near our home where there are stands of creosote bush, and I have to go a few miles, but if I need a hit of wet creosote aromatherapy, it's worth the drive. And monsoon brings out the reptiles and amphibians, so a morning or evening monsoon drive can be a lot of fun, full of critters. Oh, yeah. You know, there really are a lot of smells brought on by summer rains. I mean, I love the smell of wet leaf litter. That's probably just me. In the Sonoran Desert that surrounds Tucson, Arizona, the smell of fallen and fermenting mesquite beans in the litter underneath trees. I find that glorious. I've always associated the smell of canyon ragweed with summer rains. Canyon ragweed has this great botanical name, Ambrosia ambrosioides. And I don't think anyone really relates canyon ragweed with the food nectar combo of the Greek gods. But, well, apparently someone did. But you know canyon ragweed, large clumps of 3, 4, 5 foot tall stems with dark green lanceolate leaves. Seems like it's always in some arroyo where there's going to be moisture. And canyon ragweed, you know, after it has tortured us in the spring with its abundant pollen, then in early summer, the tall stems have clusters of burrs. Yay! Canyon ragweeds, that's funny to say. Kissing cousin is burr sage. And you know that small bush that covers vast areas of the Sonoran Desert floor, burrs and pollen. I guess you don't need the moisture to smell leaves and stems of plants. It helps, but you don't need it. I mean, I don't know any sort of plant geek botanist that doesn't smell, sniff at plants, or, you know, rub leaves, smell. And when I jabber with folks about a plant, the odor often comes up. One of my favorite desert plant odors is from the leaves of hopbush. Hopbush, Dodonea viscosa, variety angustifolia. Viscosa, it means viscid, and it refers to those shiny green leaves. They look like they get a little bit of shellac, especially on the new ones. Angustifolia, narrow green leaves, so viscid, narrow green leaves. And since we're here, the genus Dodonea is in honor of Rembert Dodoens, who knows if I hope I'm saying it right, the Flemish royal physician, an herbalist and professor of medicine in the 1500s. And of course he was an herbalist. There were no pharmaceutical companies back then. The common name, hopbush, is for the winged fruit that, by the way, was used as a hops substitute. Anyway, beautiful evergreen shrub of the deserts, ranging 2,000 feet to 5,000 feet in elevation. It was a popular, very popular landscape plant back when I first got in the nursery business. In the nursery landscape world, we called it green dodo. As in, like, hey, Bob's Landscape Company needs 22 5-gallon green dodos, that sort of thing. There are 50 species of dodos, Dodoneas. They start in Arizona with our one species and down into South America for all these other species, Australia. There are more tropical versions even of our Dodonea viscosa, but they're not the desert tough plant like our narrow leaf dodo. I have a favorite native stand, and I hike in the Galiuro Mountains. I always go to it. It's in the fall. It's got to be in the fall because I'm deer hunting, right? And I go up this rocky slope, and at the base of a south-facing cliff is my stand of green dodos. I drop my gear and rub the narrow green leaves for a hint of wild desert aroma. Beautiful green dodo. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.